Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
How are you, Jasmine?
Good, and you, Hanok?
Baruch Hashem. Did you say something? I didn't hear it.
Yeah, how was your eclipse observation on the UC watches? The eclipse?
I watched it my way.
Okay. There wasn't much over here.
I know you were quite far from the path.
Yeah, it just was a little bit, you know, but that's okay.
It is where you live.
Yep. So we're doing Rosh Kodesh tonight, isn't it?
No, it's tomorrow night. Rosh Chodesh is tonight, but our connection is tomorrow night.
Okay.
I always do it on the first of the month.
Okay.
Right now we're waiting for others.
Oh, I know. Ruby.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov to you, Anat.
Please join us in saying the Anna Bekoa. Anna Bekoa, you mean Tati. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Tacharenu No Ra Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshei Hudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalad Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sidkacha Tami Gamlem Betet Resh Tzaditach Gimel Hasim Kadosh Birov Tuvcha Na'el Adata Het Kufbet Het Nunayan Yachid Ge'e Ramcha Pene Zokre Kedushata Yimalamed Hey Zion Kuf. The letters of the month of Elul, the Resh, that created the planet Mercury, the planet Kohav, and the Yud. That created the constellation Betulah, the Virgo, the Virgin. The gematria of Resh and Yud together is 210, and this is the same gematria as the Hebrew word redu, which means to go down. As the Torah said, Abraham went down to Egypt. Going down in this context is referring to Hashem, who is lowering himself so he is closer to us to make our connections for Teshuvah with him easier. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadiyotav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and now we will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. And then we'll utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai, hey, hey, wayo. Adonai, hey, hey, wayo. El rachum v'chanun, erech apayim, v'rav chesed v'emet, notze chesed l'alafim, nosea avon v'afesha, v'chata'a v'nakei. We're now going to connect to the year 5777, known as the year of the goat. There are two verses that from the Tanakh that connects to this energy of the goat. The first verse that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. And we will start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kud shabarichu ishkinte bitfilu. Hilu, Beakta l'shem yud he bevav he, B'yehuda shulim b'shem kol Yisrael, Lidmud Torah mitzvah, Lasok Torah mitzvah, Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu konenei, aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu konenehu. Tzod tzaduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letter of these five words, we're able to create tzatzkiyach, which translates as appears like brothers. And if we take the final words of these five words, it's diryam, which is translated as a sea of penance. The second verse that connects to the year of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. In this verse, the name of the year is concealed. The letters of the name are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai, hey, hey, wayo, Eloheichem tadibaku, kasher asitem, ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 is known as the year of the pause. There are also two verses in that connect to this energy. The first one that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot. Vayahaskum Achechem Halavim Ad Kelot Hamlacha Viad Yitkachu Akohanim Ki Halavim Yishra. Rav Lehit Kadesh Meha Kohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letters, we're able to permute them into 8 names of God. Adonai yo, hey, why yo, la la, hey, wa, yo la yo, a la me, hey, aka, rekaha. The second verse that connects to the year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bichu ba Adonai, hey, wa yo, adead ki biya, yo, hey, Adonai, hey, wa yo, tzur olamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are 3 verses in the Tanakh that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni, lo tarpeni atili ruki. The second is from 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavo iyam. Asher yitchabei sham wishavtem elai el nachon v'halakti yitchem v'chayayim yashno v'aretz v'chipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach Yoved Roav Yom Ruayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy, and that is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leamili Yisrael. Untati vishakan, taktav velo yirgaz, od velo yosifu, v'nei avla la'anoto, ka'asher barishona. Next, we will read a verse from the Zohar that connects to the energy of certainty. It's Parsha Yitro, Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bika Matar Tane Nandakudsha Parihu Koma Diaved Leela Witata Kola Ihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Fale Lach Mila Bialma Divaye Barnash Badach Yaleya Mineya Ulanhaga Beya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Itzderich Bialma. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. And we will do so by using the root vowel for each letter. Wahe wayo layo sayote ala me me he shi la la he aka aka he ta he zayo ala da la awa he he a. Yozala me be hey, hey re yo hey ko me. La wa ka la yo, la wa wa pe hey la. Nu la ha hey o yo yo, me la hey 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 wa. Nu ta hey hey ah ah, yo re ta shi ah hey, re yo yo ah wa me, ra ka be wa shi re, yo hey wa la hey hey ko, ka wa ko me nu da, ah nu yo hey ah me, re hey ah yo yo za. Hey, 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 may yo ha, wa wa la yo la hey, sa a la a re yo, a shi la may yo hey, wa hey wa da nu yo, hey, hey, shi a may may, nu nu a nu yo ta, may be hey, pay wa yo, nu may may yo yo la. Hey, re, hey, mate, sa, re. Wa, me, be, yo, hey, hey. Anu, wa, me, hey, yo. Da, me, be, me, nu, ko. A, yo, a, hey, be, wa. Re, a, hey, yo, be, me. Hey, yo, yo, me, wa, me. The 72 names of the Tzaddikim we will pronounce in the same way, utilizing the root vowels. Wa 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 yo yo yo, sa be te a a me, me be shi la yo he, anu a ka me ta, ka me ta. Hey, hey, yo, anu da, la, hey, wa, hey, me, ah, yo, ta, la, me, re, hey, hey, yo, yo, hey, me, me, la, wa, wa, ka, be, yo, la, yo, wa, pe, nu, la, nu, me, ha, yo, hey, yo, me, nu, ya, hey, 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 wa, nu yo hey hey shia yo re ta shia hey ra le re la yo awa me la yo be wa hey re yo yo wa la hey hey ka a to me nu da anu yo hey wa me re hey a yo hey za. Hey, she, ah, hey, me, ka, ha, wa, wa, la, yo, yo, hey. Sa, ah, la, ah, re, yo, ah, ah, la, me, ta, hey. Wa, hey, wa, da, la, yo, hey, yo, she, ah, la, me. Nu, hey, ah, nu, wa, ta, me, la, hey, pe, ah, yo. Nuko de be yo re la, hey be hey, me za re, wa hey be yo a hey, a la wa me za yo, da hey be me kako, a la a hey hey wa, re la hey yo yo me, hey la yo me hey me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the first, the 30th day of Av, which is Rosh Chodesh Elul Aleph, Rabbi David HaNagid, Rabbi Hanoch Henach Dov of Alesk Ben, Rabbi Shmuel. In the 8th verse of the Anabakoach, we say it in a whisper. Tonight's class is continuing our class from yesterday afternoon, which is the Igeret HaTeshuvah, the letter of Teshuvah that is printed within the Tanya. It's part 3 of the Tanya. Now you can find this handout in two places on the Yeshem website. One is the unique astrological events. And if you scroll down from on that landing page, you'll find a link that says preparation for Elul and Tishrei holidays. When you open up that landing page, you can scroll down to class 5A1. And that will pick up at the end of chapter 1, and it's where we left off yesterday. The other way to get to that same location is to go to the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. And in row, I believe it's 7, the second column from the left, it says Advanced Teshuvah. When you open that up, it takes you to the same place for a list of the Advanced Teshuvah classes. And when you scroll down, you go to class 5A1. And this is class 2 of our series. So we are at the Igeret HaTeshuvah, the end of chapter 1. Now the mitzvah of repentance, as required by the Torah, is simply the abandonment of sin. Kedaata begimare parik gimel desan hedrein uvachoshin mesapat sof samin Liyad Lianin Adut. And where it is stated that if a potential witness simply abandons and does not repeat the transgression that had previously disqualified him, he is once again able to testify. In this case, the letter is indicating that certain people are disqualified to give testimony in a Bet Din because they're sinners. But once they remove that by doing repentance, they're able to give testimony again or still. And that same logic, that same value and rationalization applies to what is Teshuvah doing. It's the person, when he starts Teshuvah, he abandons sin. He's basically saying, I will not do this again. Continuing to read in the Hebrew. Dechainu sheyigar amor. Belevo, Belev Shalem, Leva Yeshu, O Lekosla, Lemaro, the Malkuto, Yit Barech. This means that he must resolve in perfect sincerity, never again to revert to folly, to rebel against God's rule. Velo yavor od mitzvot ha-melech chas v'shalom hein b'matzot asa hein b'matzot lo ta'asa. He will never again violate the king's mitzvot, God forbid, neither a positive mitzvot nor a prohibition. V'zehu Yikar Beyarush Lashon Tashuva Lashuv El Hashem Bekolivo Uvachal Nachsho Leavdo Ushamor Kol Mitzvotav. This is the basic meaning of the term Teshuvah, repentance, to return to God with all one's heart and soul, to serve Him and to observe all His mitzvot. Kimo shekatu yazu risha rasha derako veish on machashvotav. For so does Scripture state, let the wicked abandon his path, and the sinful his thoughts, and return to Hashem. Uparashat Netzavim Ketiv V'shavat Ad Hashem Elokicha V'shama'at b'kolo v'gomer b'kol levavcha v'gomer. In the Torah portion of Netzavim, it is likewise written, you shall return unto the Lord your God and hearken to His voice with all your heart. Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokicha V'gomer Hashivano Hashem Alich V'gomer. So too, return, O Israel, unto the Lord your God, and elsewhere bring us back, O Lord, unto you. Repentance then entails returning to God, performing His mitzvot, and refraining from sin. Willo kada'at ha'amon shehat shova hayo ha'ta'anit. This differs from the popular conception that repentance is synonymous with fasting on account of one's sins. Ve'afilu mi she'avar al karitot umi yitot beit din shigamar bekafarto hayo al yadi yisorim. Even in the case of sins punishable by excision or execution, where atonement is made complete by suffering, as previously quoted from the Baraita in Yoma. Hainu shehakadosh barhu mi beya alav yisorim, excuse me. This means that it is Hashem who brings suffering upon the sinner in order to complete His atonement. And I am adding, this statement is being made to the religious community. Hashem never brings suffering on a person due to his sins. He allows the effect of suffering to manifest in the person's life to cause him to return to Hashem. Pekamo shikatu upikadau ufkadotai pisha shevet wigome upikudati tuika. As the verse clearly specifies, with a rod shall I remember their sin. Vehainu kishatashu votau Ritzav yo, Ritzavia, Lifanav yitabarich, Lishuvo el Hashem, Bekolibo, Benafsho muma ahava. That is to say, when Hashem finds his repentance acceptable, as he returns to him with all his heart and soul out of love, Azibiata alota tilatata uknaim hafnaim legomer atarota adila ala ala leorer ha'ahava v'chesed Hashem lemarich ono b'yisorim b'olam hazeh. Then following the initiative undertaking from below, and as water reflects the countenance, there is an awakening above, arousing God's love and kindness to scour his sin and entirely cleanse him of it through affliction in this world. Pekamo shakati kiyet asher yahava Hashem yokaif yokiyach. In the spirit of the verse, for he whom the Lord loves, he chastises. This is something quite different from any fasts or afflictions that an individual undertakes himself. Kula ken lo hasakayro aramavim vechasamag shom haanit kolal b'mitzvot hatashuva afakaritot umitot beit din. Of fasting as related to the mitzvah of repentance, even in the case of sins punishable by excision, or caps, capital death. For example, fasting is not required even with regard to those sins whose atonement is completed through suffering. And I am adding, in my opinion, this is because fasting is insufficient to exorcise the sin due to suffering of the fasting, and it's just not sufficient. It requires death, not fasting. Of course, we need to determine which sin is the teshuvah being performed for. Rak havido uvakashet machila kimo shekatu batora v'hatodau et hata'atam v'gomer. They cite only confessing verbally and requesting forgiveness, as the Torah prescribes. They shall confess their sin. Why are confession and requesting forgiveness indeed part of repentance? Every sin consists of a body and a soul. The actual misdeed itself is the body of the sin, and the bodily pleasure and ensuing desire with which it was committed are its soul. Repentance involves eliminating both of these elements. The soul of the sin is eradicated by the earnest regret of the individual, who is mortified and pained by his past. Inasmuch as pain is the opposite of pleasure, it negates the pleasure which had earlier aroused his desire to sin, and thereby obliterates the soul of the sin. But the body of the sin also needs to be nullified. Simply refraining from further transgression lacks the action that would negate the sinful act itself, its body. This is accomplished through verbal confession, for verbalization is also considered to be an action. At any rate, verbal confession is thus a component of repentance, while fasting is not. Uma shekatu b'yoel shuva adi b'kol levavchem utom uvav ki koi. As to what we find in the book of Yoel, return to me with all your hearts and with fasting and weeping, which would seem to indicate that fasting is in fact part of return and repentance. Hainu levatel l'hagazara shena gazara l'marik on hador al yedi yisorim b'arava. This was to nullify something which relates to the future, while repentance involves forsaking the past. The heavenly decree that had been issued to expunge the sin of the generation through the affliction of locusts, it was not part of the act of repentance. If you have been given information, however you have received it, on a spiritual level, that there's going to be something in the future, then fasting is part of the process of changing that decree. Repentance is not changing that decree for something in the future. Repentance is changing the action you did in the past. And fasting is not necessary to change the past. Dizaho hata'am bekoha aniyot shimata anin al kol tsarashelo tavo al hatzabur. This is the rationale for all fasts undertaken for any trouble threatening the community, their purpose being to avert the impending harsh edict. For example, if some community drops a Torah, God forbid, then the whole community needs to fast for 30 days. Because dropping the Torah is a sign, an indication of an impending negative edict, negative decree against that community. Vekamo shikatu bamagalat is Esther. As in the book of Esther, where we find that the queen asks that a fast be proclaimed in order to nullify Haman's evil decree. But his decree had not manifested yet. It was in the future. And so fasting could change it, could sweeten it. Uma shekatu besafri hamosar musar uvrashim sefer harokech harokach sefer chasidim harava haaniyot siyugufim leovar al keritot umitot beit din. Now the classic Musar works, particularly the Rokeach and Sefer Chasadim, specify numerous fasts and mortifications for sins, punishable by excision, cutting off, and execution. V'kein l'motziyo zera levatala shechayvev mita biyadi shemayim kemo shekatuv betorah gavir yonon. Likewise, numerous fasts are prescribed for the wasteful emission of semen, a sin punishable by death by divine agency, as the Torah recounts the sons of Yehuda, Er and Onan. And I am adding, up to this generation, everyone dies except for a few souls. Thus, the idea of wasting seed is cleansed through death. If one does teshuvah for this sin, will they not die? V'dinan ketivui karitot le'anonan zeh. And a sin whose retribution is identical in this respect to that of sins punishable by cutting off, and hence the numerous fasts prescribed. All this might lead us to assume that the purpose of fasts is suffering, and this being the manner through which atonement is brought to completion by those who are guilty of sins punishable by excision. But it has been previously stated that the suffering which completes atonement is specifically that which comes from above, and not man-made suffering incurred through fasting and the like. The Alter Rebbe answers this seeming contradiction by stating, Chaynu kedilian etzel meonash yisorim shel ma'ala chas v'shalom. These above prescribed fasts and mortifications are intended to avert the punishment of suffering at the hand of heaven. God forbid. A note from the Rebbe. This too relates to the future, unlike repentance, which relates to the fast. This means that if, God forbid, the punishment or suffering has been decreed upon an individual, he is able to exempt himself from it through these self-imposed fasts. I just thought of an example in the Torah that explains this idea that when Cain killed Abel, Cain knew that he had to die to balance the universe. That is in the future of his life. The killing of Abel was definitely something that was going to create his death. That's why, if he had fasted, he could have sweetened it, because that was there. But it would sound like, well, he killed Abel, and therefore his death was decreed. It couldn't be changed. But we always know that everything can be changed with teshuvah, as we will come to learn in this letter. V'gam kedi lezares u'mahar gemer kaparot na'ashu. Another reason for fasting is to urge on and expedite the conclusion of his soul's atonement, the unity of the soul with Hashem. Wagam oli ino shevel Hashem bekol ivo un v'nafshio ma'ahava kimira. Also, perhaps he is not returning to God with all his heart and soul, out of love, but only out of fear. Such a repentance would not enjoy the divine reaction that comes as water reflects the countenance. and would not be granted the completion of his atonement through suffering. Accordingly, he might undertake these fasts in order to secure this alone. Essentially, however, the suffering that brings about complete atonement for those guilty of sins punishable by cutting off and death by divine agency is not meant to be self-inflicted, but rather heaven forfend is imposed from above. That's the end of the chapter one. Are there any questions? And I can tell you that the next section of chapter two is too long for us to complete in this period. So we will stop here and pick this up. I guess our class tomorrow is at 7 p.m. as well. So we will study chapter two tomorrow. You're welcome to ask any questions as I make these following announcements. We will be having a class tonight at 8:30 West Coast time to start the study of the Tikkuni Zohar. So I hope you'll join us in doing so. It will be a short class of a half hour or so. So we should finish around 9 o'clock West Coast time. Now, I will be doing that class, the Tikkuni Zohar class, every night. And I probably will be tired some nights and might oversleep. And you are all authorized to make a phone call and wake me up. But if I don't make a particular class, you'll know where we left off, and it's a good thing for you to make that connection yourself. Or as a community, if you want to just scan it, if you don't read it, or if you read it. Tomorrow's class, Tuesday class, and that reminds me. No, we will not be doing Chapter 2 tomorrow, because tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, class is our Rosh Chodesh connection. So at 4:30 we have a mini Zohar class, and at 7 o'clock we have our Rosh Chodesh connection, and at 8:30 we have a Tikkuni Zohar class, and that's all tomorrow. So are there any questions? I bid you all Kodesh Tov, and we should speak in about 40 minutes. Shalom.
Shalom, thank you.